Hello, we will read selected excerpts from Baal Sulam about the building of the future society. We'll continue from excerpt number 61. You can send your questions to Kabda TV, and selected questions will be asked here.
Again, we shouldn't forget that the purpose of development is to reach revelation of the Creator, and that means that on our behalf, to reach a vessel. The vessel is the entire system of heavens and earth, obviously not in the corporeal dimensions, but in spiritual ones. And it's all a vessel to reveal the Creator. And to adhere to it, to resemble it, also on behalf of the connection between us and also the fulfillment within us, we can do all that, meaning that is our role. But the purpose of our existence, of the nation of Israel and the whole world, humanity, and all of nature too, that we learn about in perception of reality, that actually everything is in us, it is all in order to reach complete identification and resemblance with the general system on the human level, which is more limited. It's expressed that we and humanity after us must attain the integral system, which is all closed up and encompasses everything and behaves in a way of compensation, and it's all we can attain that by coming closer to those qualities. The integral, global, mutual interconnection laws between everybody, that's what we need. And then according to our qualities, we'll discover them as existing in the general system. That's why the whole matter of the final generation, the last generation, he says that people tend, they start more and more to discover the need to build a society, not just a small 10 or tens, but the general human society that through pressure and a crisis, just like an individual person or an individual 10 feels pressure, so that's the way they come close to the true realization. So, in the same way, all of humanity gradually reaches, and in our times it's not so gradual, it's the next few years we'll see that we have no choice but to change. It's clear to everybody that we have to change. Capitalism is ending, and we don't know how to exist and how to, and all of human society, every method is going bankrupt, and there's nothing to do, and there's nothing else instead. Here we have to explain to humanity what comes instead. Doesn't matter that they can't accept it yet, because according to their nature, they can't listen to this or accept it or digest this yet, and not even agree. But by us disseminating, by this, we're hastening the times. So we're doing what we need to do, and in such a way, we also build some softer passage, not through wars, as Baal Sulam says that it can be, God forbid, but through understanding, through awareness, through mutual bestowal, us on them, them on us. And we need to see here the essential conditions that has to come in the near time, and also to see the role of the state of Israel that came to be and the nation of Israel that is somehow formulating. So we have to see what its role is and why it exists. We know it's not just a process like in every nation, but we here need to realize, to implement the action of the Creator that takes place upon us, how we have to aid that to bring ourselves and the world to the correct way for the general correction. So let's see what he writes.
Excerpt number 61 from the newspaper The Nation by Baal HaSulam. It is a must for every nation to be strongly united within, so all the individuals within it are attached to one another by instinctive love. Moreover, each individual should feel that the happiness of the nation is one's own happiness, and the nation's decadence is one's own decadence. One should be willing to give one's all for the nation whenever needed. Otherwise, their right to exist as a nation in the world is doomed from the start. This does not mean that all the people in the nation, without exception, must be so. It means that the people of that nation who sense the harmony are the ones who make the nation, and the measure of happiness of the nation and sustainability are measured by their quality. And after a sufficient sum of individuals to the existence of the nation has been found, there can be a certain measure of loose limbs which are not connected to the body of the nation in the above mentioned measure, since the basis is already secured without them.
We need to see in our system the beginning of the future society. It's not an example yet, because it's not a society yet. It's a group of students. But I think that gradually, in the near time, through pressure, that we will feel all of the nation of Israel and the whole world, because the Creator is coming closer. His coming closer are the days of the Messiah. Every time they are felt as a heavy state, as pressure, as states that we can't do anything with, we don't know what to behave or what to change, but everything is becoming darker and heavier, because we, in an egoistic way, are obviously opposite and even contradicting the nearing of the Creator towards us. That's why only those people or societies or group that will be in somewhat keep the form of the Creator within them, they will feel themselves and they will seem that they have an example for everybody. That's why, that's what he writes, that a condition for the whole nation, that they will all be close to one another that from instincts of love, that it comes from their nature. Well, he writes about the ideal state, right? And not alone that each one will feel his wealth with the wealth of the nation. That's how they will all feel themselves together. So, briefly, connection, connection, connection. No more than that, obviously, if we're speaking about the whole world. So that's by guidance from above. And if we're speaking about us, obviously, it will happen from prayer, from our work on the corporeal level, dissemination, publications, education, and on the spiritual realm, prayer. Clear? Yes, Leo.
If I understood correctly, he writes that if there's a critical mass in the nation that's committed to the inner cohesion, then around them can be loose limbs. Isn't that the same in the 10?
No, the 10 closes itself and supposedly doesn't let anybody close to it, if we're speaking about a tent. Again, there's a group, and it studies, and everybody's welcome to come and study. It disseminates, gives lectures, studies, whatever. And inside it, it is divided into tents. It doesn't let people come into the tents. But outside of this, please publish it, builds branches and subgroups and so on. Yeah.
Just to understand, in the tent, there's no room for peripheries.
Yeah, they're concerned about their inside of them. If you want there to be something in between or above the tent, so that's already the Kohanim, the Levim. Those are very unique people that need to connect between tents. But not that a tent will scatter in all kinds of business outside of itself. The tent is all inside itself. Is that clear? That's it. If there's a task that we as a ten gather in order to do something, to influence something in externality, yes. But we are together. Meaning that the external influence won't make any friction between us, a division between us, waves, that our raft will suddenly, who knows what will happen to it. We constantly make sure we keep ourselves. If there won't be a ten, what will there be? Nothing. That's why, first, to guard that. It's the law that the poor people of your city come first. That there are poor people in the world, I have to be concerned about the poor people in my city first. That's a law. Okay. Well, no questions. Let's go. What? Eilat. Eran ran away. You really look better when you're there. Yes, please.
Good morning, Rav. What we read about the... Sorry, it's hard to hear. What we read in the article, the Arvut, and the article of Baal Sulam.
What?
Sorry.
What's the question?
In the article, the Arvut, he describes a state of total Arvut guarantee of all the individuals in the nation. And here, he does not obligate everyone to be in that state. Is there a contradiction between these two pictures?
I don't know. These are things that we took the newspaper of the nation is little passages. He wrote it under certain conditions. I'm not relating to it as his Torah. It's like writing in a newspaper, even though it's Baal HaSulam, but he writes in a way that, you know, under a certain framework. The Arvut has to be, that's for sure. On every level, Arvut on its own way. Kiev.
Precisely about the Arvut, I would like to invite all the friends to the Arvut team call that will start in 15 minutes. It's preparation for the Congress that we're doing every Tuesday and Thursday. It's a very important action. We developed the content for the Congress there. And I have a question. Today we spoke about how our work, entire work, is in the ten. How not to follow our usual path, where each one is taking care of his little plot, but how all of us together, from this common ten, can we prepare the content of the Congress?
I don't know. you're not connecting to me. I don't even know exactly who's taking care of the Congress. Not the food, not the equipment, but the content. So I'm doing my things. Nobody called me to speak about it, to explain anything. Please, I'm willing.
We simply want to develop a certain common deficiency and to turn to you from that, not that we will invent something.
Okay, so for now I'm on vacation. So you want to turn to everybody, please? They're listening.
Yeah, I would like to ask you first, how can we do it so that the Congress will be a result of this common preparation, not just of a small content team, but that all the friends will work together on a common deficiency and will arrive to the Congress with this common deficiency?
I think you need to take a few groups, Kiev, Moscow, Peter, I don't know, big groups, Novosibirsk maybe, maybe Krasnoyarsk, I don't know. Also below there, Almaty and them. I don't know. Sochi, Odessa, I don't know where, what groups we have there now, but for the Congress, though, of course they'll come. And we need to use the Congress to gather them all. So at least those groups that are strong, local, big, and those local big groups will also go as a web, as a net, and scatter into smaller groups and smaller groups in a way that we will cover in that net all of our students, all of our friends. That's something you have to do. I don't know what connections you have between you to the rest of the big groups that are in Ukraine, Russia, maybe Baltia. I don't know. Who feels he needs to come? Or maybe they, Baltia, want to come to Bulgaria. I don't know. You have to find out.
Precisely for that, we're having these meetings.
Okay, so what do you want from me?
I wanted to ask for an advice. How can we give birth to this Congress, all of us together?
First of all, do you have the list of the lessons, list of workshops, the list of activities, a list of yeshivot chavirim, also culture evenings or whatever, I don't know what you're planning. Do you have all these things that are social activities? And if so, are they, how do I say it? That, are they, is it anything written about them, elaborated? You have to take all these events and write them down and send it to everybody. And that each one will send to the others and to the others and to the others. That somebody in the North or South Pole can read it. Then you say, we want to get feedback on all of this. And not that the feedback will be sent to you, but also the feedback has to be sent through all those places, and until it comes to you, it will also get impressions from each and every one, and you bring all those impressions to the Congress page. We need to see where there's an action of connection. Afterwards, start speaking about it. The first lecture, the second lecture, Yeshivat Chavirim before, questions and answers, what each one wants from this. It all has to be there. Like a big box with all kinds of complaints and inventions and whatever. And in this way, you start organizing it. That has to be already happening. You don't have a lot of time. And there's not a lot of time left. What, 2.5 months? It's not a lot of time until such a machine can start working. Or we're calling you the organizer, but actually you write a list of lectures. Yaniv C. gives you the excerpts, and the Rav comes and performs. That's not organizing.
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. Thank you, dear Rav.
Great. That's good. That's it? Okay. Keep going.
Excerpt number 62 from newspaper The Nation by Baal HaSulam. It's a shame to admit that one of the most precious merits we have lost during the exile, and the most important of them, is the loss of the awareness of the nationality, meaning that natural feeling that connects and sustains each and every nation. The threads of love that connect the nation, which are so natural and primitive in all the nations, have become degenerated and detached from our hearts, and they are gone. And worst of all, even the little we have left of the national love is not instilled in us positively as it is in all the nations. Rather, it exists within us on a negative basis. It is the common suffering that each of us suffers being a member of the nation. This has imprinted within us a national awareness and proximity as with fellow sufferers. This is an external cause. As long as this external cause joined and blended with our natural national awareness, an odd kind of national love emerged and sparked off this jumble, unnatural and incomprehensible. And most important, it is completely unfit for its task. Its measure of warmth suffices only to an ephemeral excitement, but without the power and strength with which we can be rebuilt as a nation that carries itself. This is because a union that exists due to an outside cause is not at all a national union.
We, if we had good conditions, we'd run away from the state of Israel, from being the nation of Israel, but we're obligated. What holds us, as he says, brothers at troubles, that anti-Semitism that is growing is great help for uniting the nation. Again, on that same slogan as brothers during troubles. But it's all under the condition that there's external pressure that is threatening. That's what he says, that the measure of warmth in it is enough for its time only. But in a calm times, silent, quiet times, we can't exist. That's our problem. That's why we must use quickly this time when we are together, because the nation is scattering and everything is just going to be shut off, just as Baal HaSulam writes. We got an opportunity here to put together a place, a state, and there is no nation, there is no state in such a way that can exist, but only with the help of our haters that surround us, we have to thank them, to those organizations, Hamas and the Iranians and everybody, because otherwise we would completely scatter. There's no choice. It's the laws of nature. It's not my opinion or that I have any left or right philosophies. It's a fact. And the opinion of a great Kabbalist that came before me. That's why we have to hasten times and see, even though we're happy on one hand, about all kinds of air forces, our armies, our agreements that now Trump is trying to do in Saudi Arabia and everything else. It's all, it can all cause great damage, national damage, not army, as national. That as much as it's simple, that's how it works. To the extent that we feel good, society crumbles. And a society that feels bad, so society unites. Is that clear? That's why there's a thing and it's opposite. We feel good, so it's not good for the nation. We feel bad, it's good for the nation. When will we stop this duality? When we will find a method how to be connected, not by an external cause that is pressing and threatening, but an internal good cause, a warm that unites, which is the integral education. Yes, Dudi.
I wanted to announce a new creature on the Jewish street, a new project.
Speaking in Bala Sulam's words.
Yeah, it's called Israeli Woman, social newspaper for women. This is the first edition. So I'm standing here and introducing it, but the women who should introduce it is a fleet of dozens of women who wrote and edited and rewrote and took photographs and did the makeup and design and did everything down to the last detail. I just tried to stay out of it, not interfere. And we have a newspaper with 12 pages that tries to talk, to bring the cry of one woman. She is a collection of women who united together and are calling to the people of Israel to unite together, just like they organized the home and the society. They have this nature of organizers, of peacemakers. That's what we should do in the country and in the world. And there's really a range of texts that the men are also invited to read. It's an initiative by Rav, who said a week ago in the women's meeting to prepare a newspaper, and they wrote a newspaper that tells our story. The people of Israel, has experts in different areas, in economics, employment, relationship. It works, it discusses the issues of violence in society, gender, the story of the great figures from history, how women throughout history, from Eve through Sarah, Miriam, Dvoa, really many, many women, how they brought the people to unity in different times. We also have emotional stories why women enter politics. There are many personal columns and really moving opinions, and even a column by a man who writes to women.
Who is he?
Who is the one who sneaked in? That's Eitan Sivan, who bows to women, to their abilities, their special qualities, and that they should come up to the front of the stage. The name of the newspaper is Israeli Woman, social newspaper by women. And this is a digital version, and there are many, many women who are going to go and disseminate it in the coming days. So just as they support us, let's support them. So they will bring here another fleet of people to push us to the revelation of the Creator.
Great. Way to go. Well, let them keep doing it. I think it's, I'm very happy it came out. The women's force is a great force, and we need to support them, each one individually, and also that they have the backing to do this. Let's look what's going on today. It's 10 to 6.
So, one announcement, evening lesson. You're invited to tonight, 5:30 p.m. Israel time, to a live lesson with Dr. Michael Lightman. Siva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Have a good day, and we'll sing a song.
Let's continue. Yeshua.